everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. These are the last days. The Lord our God will return very soon. He's returning. And his return comes at a time when people, I think, he's not coming. I was listening to Brother Copeland a couple of weeks ago, and he said, this is a time people, they're not looking for him to return. There were times that they did, but now people, they're not looking for his return. Those who are looking for his return, there are always a remnant. There are people who are looking for his return, and they know what time it is. And last week, continuously, the Lord said, my return is soon. He's about to return. And I want to share something that happened Saturday night. Now, I love to study the Word. Saturday is a day that I'll listen to something that I want to listen to more than most time I listen to the words that the Lord prescribed to me, just like a doctor prescribes medicine. Now, every day during the week, especially during the weekday, I start my day listening to the book that the Lord described for me. I minister a lot, so I need to hear his words so I can go in the direction he wants me to go and be stronger. And most of the time, the books that he had me to listen to is Isaiah and Jeremiah, and also Ezekiel, and sometimes other books. And every now and then I listen to Daniel. But most of the time, he had me in the Old Testament. Now, many people will say, well, Old Testament is not New Testament, but actually Old Testament is New Testament. All of the prophecies concerning Jesus were the prophets and the in various places in the Old Testament. Jesus was he's the theme of all Scripture, and he's Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the Word of God is focusing on Jesus. And too many times, I even heard Perry Stone say it today as I listened to him. This after lunch, I listened to him. And he said that many people, they're not studying the Old Testament. They're just studying out of the New Testament and discarding the Old Testament. But the Old Testament, within the Old Testament, the Law and the Prophets, there are many New Testament references, and these are the same references that the apostles used to teach us in the New Testament. And there are old New Testament references, and even millennial tribulation and grace. Now, I went to millennium because that's the farthest away. There are scriptures concerning the millennium when you read the prophets. Even Balaam, before he backslid into idolatry, he prophesied some of the things found in Revelation. So it's time you have to follow the Holy Spirit. So in other words, he prescribes scriptures, and a lot of the things that said in Isaiah and Jeremiah concerning the pastors it's more for us than them. A lot of people limit everything to be back to the priest and the pastors in the days of the prophets. But those references are for now as well as then. The blindness of Isaiah is talked about in chapter 6, and then 26 through 30 talks about it some more. Israel is blind, and it's saying these things to our admonition. And the reason people have gotten off track is because they don't follow God. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit to stay in faith. Not just stay in faith, but to do the things of God. You have to follow the Holy Spirit in order to benefit from the Word of God as you study it. When people read opinions into the Word of God, it won't work. But the Spirit of the Word will work. The Spirit of the Word is the intended meaning. That's straight from the heart of the Holy Spirit. This broadcast is called Heart to Heart. It could be called Spirit to Spirit, same thing. The Spirit of God is talking to your spirit, your human spirit. So it's called Heart to Heart. The heart of God is talking to your heart. I'm just a vessel. And I yield to Him best I know. And I study so that I can... See, when you fill your heart with His Word, and you yield to the Holy Spirit in love, and you love the people you minister to, you activate the anointing on your end. And then when people are receptive, they activate the anointing, the same anointing on their end. When I'm around anointed people, I give them my attention so that I can learn something. And a lot of ministers make the mistake through pride, If they categorize people, then that's not wise. And this is why any Christian that yields to the Lord can bless you. Any Christian, even a weak Christian, a Christian that's weak, can bless you. Anybody that yields to the Holy Spirit can bless you. They may be awkward. They may not be perfect. But they can speak a word by the Holy Spirit if you listen. And I appreciate every vessel that just yield themselves to the Lord. There are people that work miracles, and I mean real miracles, healings, and they're not going to make heaven because they're lukewarm. But God will use them now. They may have gotten in strife with somebody and won't forgive, or they may have gotten into sin and won't repent. See, the lukewarm church won't repent. That was Ezekiel's audience. He was speaking to lukewarm people. They would not repent for nothing. The Lord knew they wasn't going to listen. Told Ezekiel they wouldn't listen. But He ministered to them anyway to give them a fair chance. You can do all you can to help people see. If they don't want to see, they won't see. If they don't want to repent, they won't repent. Some people can know to repent and won't repent. And go to sleep and think about something else and wake up and forget about it. So when I listen for the Holy Spirit, I don't judge the vessel. If they yield, He'll use them. I understand this. And I want everybody to be admonished. I don't want anybody to be lost. And they so close to the kingdom of God, or even in the kingdom of God, and they wander out of it. But the time is up, folks. The Lord is about to return. But Saturday, I didn't forget about Saturday. What happened Saturday night is on my mind pretty good. The Lord, I was going to sleep. And the Lord said that the things that Henry Gruber prophesied, the war, he was talking about the Russian invasions. He had three visions, and they're about to happen. Now, when the Lord say that, I went to sleep. I believe what the Lord told me. I don't want to see it. I don't want it to happen. But I went to bed not knowing what to do about it. I can't believe God to stop it because it's going to happen. It was prophesied that it would happen. I believe the Lord delayed it as long as He could. And now it's about to happen. These are the visions. The Russian submarines blew up New York, Miami, three cities in California, and then Washington, the Oregon area. Now, that's not something that I look forward to. That's not something that nobody wants to see except for the Russians. The ones that wants to do this. And it's going to happen. Just a week and a half ago, they were talking about YouTube, how Russian is singing attack songs against the United States now. In his vision also, there were Chinese troops involved in Russian vessels. So these things are at the door now. And so when I asked the Lord about this, I said, well, I heard what he said, but I went on to sleep. And then I had this dream. I was somewhere and there was a knock at the back door. So I went to investigate it. I said, who's there? And time I said, who's there? Somebody that wanted me dead, they punched their rifle through the glass. Now this door had, my door's not made that way. But this door had muttons, you know, the dividers. It has six panels on the door. You know, you've seen the old country doors with six panels, and they have muttons to hold them together. They look like a grid, you know. They call them, that's the correct word, a mutton. And through one of the muttons, they just, there was a curtain. I didn't see which one it was, but when they punched the rifle through, the rifle was aimed right at my chest and stomach area. So close that there was no way for me to move if they pulled the trigger. They'd have got me. By the time they did that, I woke up. I saw the rifle barrel aim right at me. I didn't see the assailant. But I woke up. I said, and I went and checked my door. I looked out of my windows and everything was good. And I went back to bed. I said, Lord, what was that about? And he said, it's at the door. Now, I want to explain something. Recently, in November 2017, the Saturday morning before, it would have been the weekend before Thanksgiving, the Lord woke me up early that Saturday morning, before day. The time I woke up, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell my people my return is soon. Not soon, I said that wrong. He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And I felt emergency. I was in emergency mode. So I began to tell everybody I know what the Lord told me. I told the Sunday school class. I told all of my friends, my kin folks. I text people about it. And then I started watching YouTube videos of the rapture, and I've been texting people about the rapture so that they could not be caught off guard. So they could get their mind right, get their heart right. I hadn't heard preaching on that wise in a long time. And I happened to go to a church where people dearly love God. And, you know, when people are dealing with things, if they're trying to follow God and get to know Him, the preaching is different than an audience where people are trying to get away with things. For years, I have not heard people say, be ready that they be not left. But I heard the Lord tell me that, not just holiness preachers preach like that all the time. The old school holiness preachers and Pentecostal preachers, they don't have a problem with telling you to be ready before Jesus comes, that you be not left. Now I'm hearing the Lord say this. And I said, my goodness, I gotta go to work, which I was already busy, but I felt alerted. Ever since then, too. You know, ministry is just important. However God give it to you, that's the way to go with it. You know, it was brought to our attention at the ICFM meeting. We got to preach on hell again. People that won't be motivated by heaven, maybe they'll be motivated by the fear of God. The fear of God shows you it's in your best interest before you mess around and lose everything to get saved and stay saved and walk in love. Love never goes out of style. Love is, you know, there are people now with this modern thinking that, well, that's the old way, loving people. Loving people was always the foundational way to live. And we touched on foundation in the last broadcast, but the Lord brought it to my attention. Tell my people my return is imminent. So he's coming back. And to be ready that they be not left. So he's coming back. Recently he said, once I come back, it's final. Whoever he take with him, they're taken, and whoever's left is left, and that's final. I don't want to be left here. I don't even like this world system. I love the planet. I love people. But I don't like the evil. And I definitely don't want to be left. I don't want to be judged with this place. I've never seen so many dead pine trees in my life than the last 2 years. I don't want to see my planet go down. When I was growing up, we used to find berries. You don't find berries no more. And I live in Alabama where there's plenty of rain. The sins of the people have really caused a problem. The reason you don't find berries and plums, we used to find loaded plum trees, loaded peach trees. It's rare to see that now. And I drive to work every day and I don't see it anymore. That used to be common to see a loaded tree on the side of the road, no matter where you went. And now, even if there are fruit trees, you don't see it. Something is wrong. And it's not hard to tell. The earth is about to be, the people on earth are about to be judged. The world system is about to be destroyed and judged. The visions of Henry Gruber is not just the visions of Henry Gruber. A.A. Abrams said the same thing. Kenneth Hagin prophesied the same thing. My pastor prophesied it too. And now it's at the door. Now, when he said my return is imminent, I was in emergency mode. And I've been in emergency mode ever since. I want to alert people to the fact that he's returning. I went the whole year, the whole year 2018, wondering would I sleep in my own bed the same that night. Most of the days in 2018, I went to sleep. I mean, I got up out of my bed wondering if I'll ever return to it. Because I believe that the Lord's return is imminent, just like he said. But I thank God that he said it in time for me to live in emergency mode for a while. So when he said that the dreams of Henry Gruber are about to happen, a part of me said, well, hopefully not tonight. And then another part of me said, well, I hope I have time to warn the people I know that live in those target areas. And then I thought about, well, they probably wouldn't believe me if I told them to move. And I got people that I love living in some of these areas. And so I hope that they'll heed the warning of God. I'm going to text them the Henry Gruber prophecies. And these things are important. A war can start in the period of grace, just like it can start in the period of tribulation. Now, I've been taught that the rapture would happen before the war start, and some people say it'll happen as the war starts. And some people teach it'll happen after that.
But the way that God presented it to Henry Groover back in 1986, he thought, he was wondering, was it in operation right then? But it wasn't. But he said it in time for people to be warned. Now, judgment, the Old Testament judgment always came after the Lord had people prophesy about what was to come. So for years in the 80s and 90s, I was not too concerned about disaster from God. You know, I was taught, these are the days of grace. God's not going to judge the earth. And from time to time, you'd hear about tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, things like that. But I said, well, God's not behind that because he didn't warn anybody. There were no prophets that prophesied that I knew of anyway. But 9/11 is different. It happened. And we woke up. We were so relaxed before 9/11. Even our information, information agencies such as the CIA, NSA, and the FBI, they were not on one accord. And some agencies knew what was planned, but they didn't do anything, and they didn't warn anybody, and they didn't put anybody on alert, and they didn't know what to look for. And they crashed three planes that day, and two of them hit their targets. Now, that was our wake-up call, and I knew that. I said, something worse is going to happen if America don't repent now. 9/11 happened in time for people to repent. And then a strange thing happened. A man named Jonathan Cahn was saved and raised up to be a prophet along with others. But he wrote a book that in modern terms went viral. It became a New York Times bestseller. Even sinners read it. And it was so interesting and so true and so full of facts. America has been thoroughly warned to repent. The theme of the book was to repent. People want to know what's going to happen next. It's up to you. You got to repent. And did they repent? No. In New York, they're celebrating abortion laws being passed. And trying to get laws passed that you can just kill a baby after it's born. And that's not repentance. That's defiance. Same-sex marriage is defiance. Well, you don't love the people. If I didn't love them, I wouldn't warn them. I care about their soul. That soul is just as important to God as mine. He don't want to see it. They chose to defy God, not me. People that shack up, people that fornicate, adultery, they're playing with the fires of hell. I'm trying to get them out of it. But the love of the world will steal your appetite for God. That's what I've been talking about the last few broadcasts. You have to drive out those demons, those influences. They are corrupt and they will destroy your desire for the things of God. Now, when the Lord talked about the Russian attacks, he said it's at the door. Now, and he gave me a dream. This is not like 2017, where he said his return is imminent. And his return is imminent. And I believe there were days he almost came. But people started getting saved and praying. And they prayed for their loved ones. That's what I was doing. This broadcast reached many people. And he told me that that what's happening is people are getting saved and they're praying for their loved ones. So he just delayed. Our prayers avail so much that instead of coming, he saved some more people. God is good that way. But he told me these things in time. If he didn't alert me, I wouldn't have been alerted. I would have been just like I was before, focusing on the things that I did before. But see, the need changed once he made me aware of the need. The need changed. It put me in alert mode, in emergency mode. And I yielded to the Lord that way, and it was effective. And not only me, others too. So what happens when people get saved? They try to get the people that they love and care about on board. And there are many people on YouTube having dreams. One lady had a dream that, in her dream, she was in the tribulation, and she was taken to get her head cut off. Now, the people were cutting people's heads off, and they caught one of her children. And her daughter, they didn't catch her, they caught her children. And one of her daughters said, took the mark, so because she was hungry. And then she said her goodbyes, and she got away. I mean, this was a serious thing. This was a visual of what's to happen in a few months from now. Everything is lining up, folks. It don't just look like the days of the rapture. At this point, it's beginning to look like the return of Christ where he touched the earth. And sometimes people say, well, there's a mid-tribulation. It even looks like it could be true. I've always been taught, and I've always taught pre-tribulation rapture. And that's how, you know, that the way that everything is worded, I still believe it. But I've been wrong before. I know this, the word of God is right and perfect. And some things, people just not going to be able to figure out to the T. But when the rapture happened is not that important as the love of God towards man. Repenting is important. You're not expected to know every detail. You are expected to walk in the love of God. And everything's lining up biblically. The things that the prophets are saying are coming to pass. Now, at the door, when I went to check on that back door, and before time I said, who's there? The gun came through the glass, and it was so close, he would have got me. He had it aimed at the places where it'll instantly kill you. So, at the door means at the door. And this time, I don't see 2 years or 1.5 years. And I know that the Lord do things in time for you to alert the right people. He's already calculated how long it'll take to do that. So at the door means at the door. If you're going to repent, repent. If you're in emergency mode, good. Preach it. Teach it. Express it. Because the Lord our God is ready to return. And we need to be with him. This return is imminent. It was imminent in 2017, November. And now it's 2019, March. And I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life until he returns. But God is good. There will be people saved in the tribulation, but people who rejected him will be. Paul wrote that God will send them strong delusion. And remember the five virgins that were foolish. They didn't enter the kingdom of God. They knew better and didn't do better. Only the five virgins, the wise virgins lived and survived. The foolish ones. If people won't get saved in the days of grace, they probably won't get saved in the tribulation. Only the people who really want to know God will get saved in the tribulation period. The word calls it the hour of temptation. It's kind of like a man won't have a snowball's chance. But there will be people saved in those times. The enemy has hindered the gospel from getting to them. And people are going to start studying and taking God serious. That happens in any war, and it's about to be a bad one. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.